Derek Brown or Jonathan Brandle from last year. It's Casey Sweeney and Gregory Keller this year have been the lead backs. And Ethan Lemke, the change of pace back, they've all had excellent games. And Gregory Keller against Harbor Beach the first time had 12 carries for 76 yards. And Lemke was the one that ended up finding the end zone twice.
Even with a strong run game, a quarterback is essential to the Full House Tee offense. Matt Mychek as a junior proved himself to be a quality play caller, and now his senior year, the number 5 jersey has been producing more of the same.
He settled right in at quarterback against Vassar. He actually did pass for 138 yards, and against Harbor Beach, he was 2 for 7, did have an interception in that game for 45 yards. So this team isn't afraid to throw the ball since Mychek's been around enough, but it's tough to throw out of that tight wing tee in this offense. With this weather, doesn't necessarily mix. Expect them to keep it on the ground and heavy.
A year ago, Ubley amassed over 500 rushing yards against Harbor Beach with 7 rushing touchdowns. 2 weeks ago, the Bearcats ran for 192 yards on 30 carries, averaging over 6 yards per carry. But the Ubley defense allowed 337 total yards to the Pirate offense 2 weeks ago, falling 14-26.
The Ubley Bearcat offense in 2016 was number one with 36.8 points per game. And on defense, they happen to be number one also, only giving up 14.5 points a game. This year, they find themselves number two in offense with even more points per game, 37 and change, and 14.8 on defense. Now is only third best in the Greater Thumb Conference, but they're always in that conversation.
Between Harbor Beach and Ubley, we will see two of the top three defenses in the Greater Thumb Conference tonight. Ubley at number 3, Harbor Beach at number 2, with just 1 point separating them.
Well, it should make for a lower scoring affair, but we've seen these two teams in the past, and second time around, they each have the other's playbook, seen what they want to do. So we'll see which coach makes the correct change and helps lead their team to victory.
Tonight, for just the second time in history, Ubley and Harbor Beach will square off in the postseason. Kickoff from Harbor Beach on the WLW Sports Network is in 22 minutes right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Have you wanted to step up to the latest Galaxy 8 or 8 Plus smartphone, but are afraid of the price? Well, it's time to hurry to Thumb Cellular. For a limited time only, at all locations of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, get the best savings on the latest smartphone on the market. The Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus are now $200 off. This fantastic deal is for a limited time only and only at Thumb Cellular. Stop in and get the latest and greatest Android phone, the Samsung Galaxy 8 or 8 Plus, at deep discounted pricing. The Samsung Galaxy S8, which is normally $429, is now only $229. And the 8 Plus, regularly priced at $529, is now just $329. Also get 20% off cases on any 8 phone. That's right, any phone case for any 8 phone is 20% off now through October 31st. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky and get yourself the new top-of-the-line Android phone. Then you'll know why Thumb Cellular is truly the talk of the thumb. Terms of service apply.
Their 10th anniversary was October 16th, but Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Conceive Wing is celebrating 10 years of growth all month with gifts for you, like promotional giveaways, $500 higher trade-in allowances, and 10% discounts on eligible service work. Come in, take a test drive, and get registered for the 55-inch smart TV drawing. No purchase necessary. Check over their large in-stock selection of brand-new Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take advantage of those higher trade-in dollars. Buy or lease your new Chevrolet and find new roads. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Listening to the WLAW Sports Network's Game of the Week as the Ugly Bearcats are on the road taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates in the first week of the postseason in the Division 8 playoffs. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Kayla O'Neill with her call tonight. We've heard from Paul P. Adams, sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune as well, in our media roundtable. And don't forget to listen to The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. as we'll recap tonight's game and take a look at the next game of the playoffs next week. Well, in the wise words of Marvin Adey, or better known as Meatloaf, two out of three ain't bad. The same can be said for Troy Schelke and the Harbor Beach Pirates against the Bearcats. Over the course of Schelke's 21-year tenure as head coach, beginning in 1997, the Pirates have gone 14-7 against Ugly.
Keep in mind, there have been 64 meetings between these teams since 1952, and only once have they met in the playoffs. 2007 in the district.
And that was a game the quarterback for Harbor Beach in 2007 was Tom Sorensen. Since then, a number of play callers have made their way through the halls of Harbor Beach, including state champion Eli Kraft, Josh Schelke, Brady Kirsch, and now James Schelke. He was the main target as a receiver last year and now has made the switch to under center as a senior.
Yeah, and he's slid into that role nicely against Ugly last time. 5 of 7 passing, 136 yards and a score, and also at 91 yards on the ground on 18 carries. He can certainly carry the load, and he is the number one target for that Bearcat defense to try and slow down. He can make a lot of plays happen in open space.
Harbor Beach has had a number of injuries on the season, especially in their backfield. They lost speedster and state champion jumper Daniel Lanfear early in the season to a broken ankle, followed by a concussion to hard-running Devin Puff. Even with that, the Pirates still have a lot of firepower in their run game, whether it be out of the full house tee or the ever-potent spread offense.
The two lead backs, Tyler Burkhart, Cole Anderson, have been the guys that have taken that role by storm. Tyler Burkhart against Ugly had 9 carries, 49 yards, and a score. And Cole Anderson had 12 carries for 60 yards and 2 scores against Ugly last time. And keep in mind, when they spread it out, the favorite receivers are Mason Yon, Austin Roberts, and Michael Anderson. A couple underclassmen there. Austin Roberts, your senior wide receiver, 6'3". He's the guy that they're going to look for in the red zone. Those other receivers, he'll take their chances one-on-one coverage.
Harbor Beach has seen a complete turnaround from a year ago, especially defensively. In 2016, the Pirates had just 4 seniors and were allowing over 37 points a game on defense. That average came out to a total of 337 points over 9 games, marking one of the worst defenses in school history. This year, they're giving up a little over 100 points, and that puts Harbor Beach in the second best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference. And offensively, the third most productive.
They had a 25-point swing on average from last season. Last season, they gave up 37.5 points. This year, 13.7. That's quite the change, and they've been number 5 in offense the last 2 years. 33.5 points last year, 34 this year. So they score enough points to win games. Defense has to lead the way.
One thing we saw the first time Harbor Beach and Ugly played, the Pirates seemed to lose their cool, and it nearly cost them the game at a point. The only thing that saved them was a conversion on third down in 32 yards to go from inside their own 10-yard line. That set up the final score, 26-14 Pirates.
Yeah, it was a big pass to Mason Yon. 38-yard reception was good for the first down. They had 5 penalties for 47 yards, and we mentioned that because it's uncharacteristic of either of these two teams to be heavily penalized, and it's a stat like that that could be the difference in this game.
The biggest rematch of the year so far kicks off in just 15 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network as the Ugly Bearcats are on the road taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates from the friendly confines of the east coast of the Michigan's Thumb. When we return, we'll take a look at a direct comparison between the two teams as the rain continues to come down right to left across your radio right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Some people leave high school sports officiating when their children begin to play. Some get the opportunity to move on to higher levels of a sport. If you were once in the high school officiating family, we want you back in the game, and it's easy to get started. To learn more, visit the officials page of the MHSAA website. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.